Oh, good day, everyone, and welcome to the Keystone HDC podcast. My name is Jerry McPherson, and today I want to talk to you about ways to make your property unique. Now, what do I mean by unique? We have all visited properties that have friendly staff, nice rooms, a good view, and a nice breakfast. There's nothing wrong with these properties, and you feel satisfied when paying. You've got what you paid for. But does that make this property unique? I'm sorry to tell you, no. These should be the minimum standards a property would strive for, understanding the fact that sometimes a good view might not be possible. So what can you do to go the extra step to make your property unique? Well, make sure your property is inviting. Look at your property from your guest's perspective. Is your entrance well lit with a welcoming and attractive company signpost? Is it easy for your guests to park and get to the front door without getting soaked if it's raining? Is it easy to get the luggage through the front door? Are your guests welcomed with a smiling face and help if necessary? Are your guests treated the way you would want your grandparents treated? Are there specialties in your region that could be unique to your hotel that guests can take home or share with others? For example, fruit when in season, maple sugar, wood carvings, wine glasses in a wine region with your property's name etched into them. These are items that could be made available to sample or to buy. Look for any negatives. Is the reception or lobby area cluttered? Is the signage out of date or worn? Is the carpet frayed? These first impressions might not be worth mentioning by guests, but might remain in their subconscious and affect their decision to return again, or not. To make this inspection easier, use the Keystone HDC, a property inspection form. If you do not have it yet, you can find a link at the show notes for this episode at www.keystonehospitalitydevelopment.com/blog under the How to Make Your Property Unique, Episode 9. Ensure you have a simple and seamless registration system. Tell an interesting story. What makes your hotel unique? Is there an historical or a family story you can share? This can be done in the form of a small booklet or postcard your guests can take with them. Encourage your guests to send you photographs that they have taken during their stay, and if suitable, post them on your website's gallery. Have lots of pictures showing every angle of your rooms and property, as well as videos on your website. Let the guests know before they arrive exactly what they're going to see, or give them the ability to show their friends where they have stayed. I have mentioned in a past episode to send a personalized follow-up thank you card a few days after your guest's departure. I know this seems like a lot of work, but if you calculate the revenue from the return business against the time it takes to write the cards, you'll soon find that it is more than worth it. Develop systems to collect your guests' emails through surveys, contests, or just by asking. Stay in touch with offers and incentives, but don't make the mistake of always trying to sell. Share your knowledge of the area and let your guests know what's going on in your region, or send them a copy of your great aunt's favorite cookie recipe. Know where you can see the reviews of your property, for example, your website, or property booking engines, and review them frequently. Don't be afraid of the reviews and deal with any negative quickly. It is much easier and less expensive to regain the customer you had and lost than to gain a new customer. Next week, we will carry on with more ways to make your property unique. In the meantime, if you have any interesting stories about unique properties you have seen, or the way you have made your own property unique and would like to share, or if you have any questions or feedback, you can leave them in the comment section of the show notes. A PDF of each episode can be found in the show notes of our website, KeystoneHospitalityDevelopment.com, and then click the blog, or go directly to KeystoneHospitalityDevelopment.com/blog. Let's continue to work together and put heads in your beds. Until next time, have a fun day.